Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome, Jules and Sarah the Nibble.
Welcome, where I totally forgot to tell you this. The other day, I went to Gail's, right? The bakery.
Oh my God, me too.
Really?
I had a brownie finger, which looked gross, but tasted great.
They're really thick, aren't they?
Oh,
I love
God.
It. Sometimes they give them away as samples. I would never
Behave.
Buy one. Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, I bought one. Noted.
Yeah, very good. It was only £84.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, there's this guy behind the counter. And you know how sometimes you want to chat and sometimes you don't. And this was actually a day, he's like, oh, you know, what you up to? And I was like, I'm just doing some work. What work are you doing? I'm editing my podcast. What's your podcast? Da, 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 da. Got into it. Anyway, went back again a couple of days later and he went, oh, he said, I listened to your titbit. I said, what? I said, you mean the nibble? He went, that's it, the nibble. Yes. I was like, titbit's really good.
Titbit's great. Maybe we should rebrand.
Yeah, Jules and Sarah, the titbit.
The titbit. I'm into that.
I really liked it. I really liked it.
What to do, crew? Let us know.
Yes.
Nibble or titbit?
Shall we rename it? You wanted to talk about annoying habits of one's own or of other people's.
No, so, well, pet peeves. So pet peeves of mine include, I'm not a big fan of eating on the tube.
No.
But hearing somebody eat.
Oh my gosh.
And also as a vegetarian, I don't like meat being eaten on the tube.
People do eat, I mean, whole meals, don't they?
Like roasts. People bring a blinking chicken down
somebody
on that
the other
tube.
Day was eating like a whole sort of noodle box. And I was like,
that's stressful.
Just wait just a little bit.
Or eat it above land, like above
before you come in.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about public transport, one of the things that I hate most, and this is on earth, is people playing music without the headphones.
Oh, it's infuriating.
I don't understand when it became okay. Or people playing games. That is more annoying. I mean, music's bad.
It's inconsistent sound.
Yeah, it's inconsistent sound. But also, why do you think that we all want to hear your music?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do we have to get involved with this?
Exactly. Nobody does. Oh, I don't like it when people don't indicate.
Do you know, that's so funny that you've said that, because I literally thought that. I was driving yesterday and I thought exactly the same thing. Why don't people indicate?
It's like, you know you're moving.
Yeah.
You know
just
the highway
let us know.
Code.
Yeah, just indicate. But people don't. It's very weird.
People don't indicate in London. It's bedlam down here.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday, I went to go and pick up my parcels. And where I go and pick up the parcels, it's like an industrial estate. So
God.
There's loads of space. There's loads of road, basically. And it's a bit like a cul-de-sac. And there's loads of spaces. And you know you're only running in. And it does say no parking, right? It says everywhere, no parking. You're not allowed to park here. So I parked. Pop the hazards on, which for some reason I've decided allows me to do anything on the roads because I've popped the hazards on. Ran in, got my parcel, was seconds. I mean, was definitely under a minute. Ran back out. There was a guy taking a picture of the car. And so I ran down the window. I was like, was that me? And he was like, you just can't park here. Like, he was fine, you know, he didn't want to be there. He was had like one headphone in. Anyway, so he took a picture and I, you know, I said, oh, what happens now? And he was like, they'll post it to you. 60 quid. 60 quid. I was absent, but I was like, it's not his fault. I'm in the wrong, whatever. Anyway, where I'd wound the window down, this bloke, just who was like from one of the workshops, just goes, It does say, like, points it out. I was like,
you're not involved.
I turned to him and I went, I'm not arguing. And he went, oh, well, you know, yeah, but you can't pop. I said, you don't need to get involved. And it drives me mad. When people get themselves involved. This nibble's turning into quite the rant.
The offload, tidbit offload. I went to Sainsbury's this week to do my food shop because you can park there. So yeah. So doing big shop.
Great.
Gloria, who did my checkout, didn't do my parking ticket properly, so I couldn't get out. Oh. And loads of cars behind me. I had to stick my hand out the window and do this like, back it up, everybody. Back it up. Back it up. This guy got out of his car.
Oh my gosh.
Came to my car window. He's like, well, what's going wrong?
Oh.
I said, my ticket's not working, so I can't get through the barrier, so I need to get out. Well, did you not get it stamped?
Oh my God, driving me mad.
I was like, no, I did get it stamped.
Why am I explaining myself to you?
And then he went to the machine and was like, have you not phoned them? Have you not called them? I was like, yeah, I've pressed it. It's not working. And then he came back over and went, yeah, it's not working, is it? Everyone's honking the horn. So I was like, I really need you to reverse because this is getting really embarrassing.
Oh
and then
my God.
I had to reverse and I just couldn't see anything. Like, you know, when you're like, I'm either going to hit an elderly person or somebody else's car. Like, you know, when you're like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So stressful. Usually it's just, it was very, very tense.
Oh
my God.
I had
frozen goods in the booth.
Oh, I feel anxious for you. So what, did you have to go back in and get it stamped properly?
Yeah.
Oh, Jules, what a time.
And I said to the guy in the checkout, I said, there's a crowd of people out there who hate me.
They've got pitchforks. Positive Crew, thank you so much for listening to this strange rant and funny tales of people getting involved.
Funny is a
car.
Loose use of the word.
Yeah,
there.
It is. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on Friday for the big peeve.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.